Okay, we're in lesson eight today. We're going to talk about immaturity and progress. We're going to focus on chapter 5, verse 11 through chapter 6, verse 3. Now, we're going to take this section by section. If you remember, so far he has been addressing with them the issue of Jesus and the reality of Jesus and the superiority of Jesus to the Old Testament Mosaic system. Remember, we just had the big long discussion about the high priest and how Jesus is qualified for that. So now he's going to turn to the issue of immaturity and their immaturity. And specifically for their immaturity because it might lead them into apostasy. Now, does everybody know what apostasy is? Anybody know what apostasy is? You've heard the word before, right? It is walking away from the faith. Yes. Okay. Walking away from Jesus. Okay. So we're going to talk about that today. First thing we're going to focus on is the problem of immaturity. So I want you to notice with me verse 11 through 14. About this, we have much to say. It is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. What a way to start out, huh? Okay, all right. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. Well, that's kind of a, wow, pretty nice way of saying things, right? He's pretty direct. So let's talk about it here, all right? So here's what I want you to see. First thing, the writer states that he has much to say to the